Hey, fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. It's a new year. The Facebook groups, just every conversation that I'm having or coming across, listening to people as I move through daily life, is circling around the typical New Year's resolution shit. I'm going to do the gym. I'm going to quit drinking, doing bong rips. I'm going to educate myself, get some new books, get some new podcasts or whatever. And I was kind of reviewing meditation practice that I do, surprisingly enough, and kind of reading through a book and came across a short little chapter, which just seems to resonate with the theme. So we're going to go all story time with Dan here for a second. I'm going to read this to you. So get yourself a freaking drink and a blanket and curl up. Bear with me. My voice is still fucked from partying with COVID for the last few weeks, but seems to be on the mend. So the book I'm coming from is The Art of Living, Vipassana Meditation, something I've been doing for about 20 years and kind of reinvesting myself in just to get my fucking head straight. So the chapter is titled Swimology. It goes, once a young professor was making a sea voyage. He was a highly educated man with a long tail letters after his name, but he had little experience of life. And the crew of the ship on which he was traveling was an illiterate old sailor. Every evening, the sailor would visit the cabin of the young professor to listen to him hold forth on many different subjects. He was very impressed with the learning of the young man. One evening, as the sailor was about to leave the cabin after several hours of conversation, the professor asked, "Old man, have you studied geology?" "What's that, sir?" "The science of the earth." "No, I've never been to any school or college. I've never studied anything." "Old man, you've wasted a quarter of your life." With a long face, the old sailor went away. If such a learned person can say so, certainly it must be true, he thought. I've wasted a quarter of my life. Next evening again, as the sailor was about to leave the cabin, the professor asked him, "Old man, have you studied oceanography?" "What's that, sir?" "The science of the sea." "No, sir, I never studied anything." "Old man, you have wasted your life." Still, with a longer face, the sailor went away. "I've wasted half my life. This learned man says so." Next evening again, the young professor questioned the old sailor. "Old man, have you studied meteorology?" "What's that, sir? I've never even heard of it." "Why, the science of the wind, the rain, the weather." "No, sir. As I've told you, I've never been to any school. I've never studied anything." "You have not studied the science of the earth on which you live. You have not studied the science of the sea in which you earn your livelihood. You have not studied the science of the weather which you encounter every day. Old man, you've wasted three quarters of your life." The old sailor was very unhappy. "This learned man says I've wasted three quarters of my life. Certainly I must have wasted three quarters of my life." The next day it was the turn of the old sailor. He came running to the cabin of the young man and cried, "Professor, sir, have you studied swimology?" "Swimology? What do you mean?" "Can you swim, sir?" "No, I don't know how to swim." "Professor, sir, you have wasted all your life. The ship has struck a rock and is sinking. Those who can swim may reach the nearby shore, but those who cannot swim will drown." "I'm so sorry, professor. You have surely wasted your life. You may study all the ologies of the world, but if you do not learn swimology, all of your studies are useless. You may read and write books on swimming. You may debate its subtle theoretical aspects. But how will that help you if you refuse to enter the water yourself? You must learn how to swim." All right. So what the fuck does that have to do with contracting or anything that we do? And I think it kind of comes back to a theme we had at the Mile High Profit Summit. My buddy James Allen was talking, and he proposed the theory of jump, just jump, which means don't overanalyze this shit. We sit there, and I've been guilty of this in the past as well, and we study, perfect things like the Shin Fu sales process. We try and get our operating procedures perfectly dialed in before we delegate, all this shit. And what we often fail to do, because it's just not fun getting uncomfortable, people like to stay in their comfort zone, is that we don't jump. We don't get in the fucking water and actually live life. And so that is the lesson for Friday Fails today. I obviously encourage self-improvement. I encourage educating yourself, both about just being a better person, being a better businessman, spouse, father, whatever. But at the end of the day, the rubber meets the road when we fucking implement and take action on shit. So as we start this new year, and we're all kind of making a big froth, trying to make some changes in our life and all this other shit, take a moment and write down an action plan. Write down what you're trying to do. What small steps, stacking the small wins as we talk about, are going to get you there. And just fucking start. With that, I will leave you. Have an awesome week. We will see you next week on Friday Fails.